Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming. Thank you. We welcome you to Second Congregational. This is our church. We love it here. We share God's word here. We share a message of hope and love and comfort and strength right here every Sunday at 10:30. And we're so blessed to be able to have our country Christmas concert with you. So can we give God some praise and glory tonight? Sing along, okay? Don't be shy. Just let it all, just enjoy yourself. Have a wonderful time. We're going to sing some Christmas songs, amen? Let's all say it together. Merry Christmas, everybody!
People from busting
folks. No need to do that. We can love one another tonight. This is a song that means a lot to my bride. I hope that you like it. We did this last year too. This is a song that she used to do when she was just a little girl. Her mama used to play the record player. How many of y'all had record player? Remember that? Her mama played this record over and over again. So this is a song that takes her back to her youth at Christmas time.
When I was a little girl, and I was always dreaming about my Larry. You know, no matter who he was with, he was always.
I don't think we need to be talking about that.
Thank you.
God allowed me to travel all over the United States and record in Nashville, and I got the blessing to record at Sun Records. Some of you might know where that record place is. Some guy named Elvis used to record there. And God allowed me to be in that studio, and I've been so blessed. And one day God said to me, well, you've done enough of that. How about preaching me? How about talking about me? How about singing for me? And it's been a humbling experience and such a life-changing experience. If you love God in your heart the way I know everybody wants to, He just does so much in your life. He really does. He wants to be a part of every single thing you do. And our God does not judge any of us. Amen? He doesn't look at us with judgment. He looks at us with love. And He has just blessed us, and we are so blessed tonight. There's so many people here. I don't want to name any names, because I know if I name one and didn't name another one, I'd be in big trouble.
Baby, far, far, far in Bethlehem. You can do that part with us.
Beautiful song, beautiful story. You know, it's hard not to start preaching when we're in this church. I know where it's a concert, but the Lord's Prayer tells us one special line in the Lord's Prayer, and I think we could heal this entire nation if everybody in every church just preached that one line that we say every Sunday. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Would remove all the injustice in the world. We forgive them. Anybody that's caused you pain, anybody that's done things in your life, other people, we forgive them, removes the problem, removes it, begins the healing. Amen? That's the power of God. That's where it needs to be preached. We just say, forgive us our trespasses. And Jesus added that, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Could you imagine if tomorrow in every church and every town and every city they stood up and just said that today? Let's just forgive everybody and start over. Imagine how great this world would be, this country would be. That's the power of our God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Silent night. Oh, yeah. Be first to be angry. Oh, yeah. Nothing matters.
Cheers.
stars were brightly shining. Imagine that. Imagine you want to be there and just see that vision, that experience, that love of the birth of our Savior. Hallelujah. The reason for all our hope as we live in the covenant of grace because of Jesus. Isn't that beautiful?
Long lay the word in sin and upon me.
with Christmas. That song brings me right here. I grew up on these streets. I played on that green as a little boy. I played in this backyard and got kicked out of here for playing wiffle ball. So when I say take me home, country roads, God brought me back home to do what He's called me to do, and He'll do the same for you. He really will. Police, come on,
didn't you say Dave?
But
Dave's daddy.
It was Dave's daddy who kicked me out of the yard.
His daddy had to deal with you, not poor Dave.
I would just simply say, let that song bring you back to that doorstep that you remember as a child. You'll love God, love Him as a child. Give Him all your heart. Let Him have you. Let Him take over for you. And He will change your life each and every day. He will bless you, bless your family, and He will keep you safe. Amen? Love Him like that. Let Him go. Let Him take you home like that. Wherever you're going, say Merry Christmas. People want to hear it. They really do. Trust